Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, where life is good in Christ Jesus. The setback, relax. Get those coffee makers percolating. Get your favorite beverage. Get some popcorn, your favorite snack. We're going in the deep tonight with Kathy the Prophet. Have a lot of prayer wars tonight. Welcome to Mark 11:23, where life is good in Christ Jesus. The big power in prayer, power in his name. So just come in and be blessed. And hear a lovely preaching, the word of God. I'm going to bring the host tonight. And her name is Kathy the Prophet. Very powerful woman of God. Very anointing of God. And I'm going to bring her into the show. I bless. I'm in where life is good in Christ Jesus. I just want to tell you, everybody that's on Mark 11:23, listening. God bless. But before I bring the prophet in, I want to introduce y'all to the show. And everyone is welcome. And the number is error code 563-999-3604. You know, whenever we advertise the show, just come on in, just dive in Jesus. I'm going to bring Prophet, the host tonight. She has a great teaching. Bring her in. God bless. Amen. Glory goes to my God.
God
bless you, Kathy.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Is Sharon in the room yet? Thank you,
Sharon,
Lord.
Sharon, if this is
Lord,
you, God bless you. Please, amen. Please press any number sign key. Area code 713-444. If this is you and you want to get up on live with Kathy the Prophet, I'll gladly put you on the line. Amen. Press any number sign key.
I'm not used to being called Kathy the Prophet. That's so funny. But I do have this gift, and I want to share it, and I want the body to know about what's going on, really going on here, because we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and we need to take our place in the kingdom of heaven fully armed, fully armed, because we are here to do warfare. We are here to fight. We're here to win the battles that come, but he is one. He is the Lord of the battle. But yet we are being attacked. And because we're being attacked, we need to regroup. We need to pray. We need to bind together. And we need to push out these things that are coming against us, our family, our bodies, our husbands, everybody. And we come against these attacks because the attacks will continue on until we get back where we need to be in God. And as warriors of God, amen. Okay, if we have people in this room, I want y'all to announce yourself. Let us know you're here so that we can continue. We can kick this off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sharon, I'm asking if Sharon's in the room. Thank you, Lord. We operate in the gifts of spirit, the praying, and the Holy Ghost in tongues. If you don't have that, you need to have that. God will pour it out on you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of
God
Jesus over this
Sharon.
Hour.
She's on
we plead
she's
the blood of Jesus over this.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody being attacked right now in their physical body, please let us know. Hallelujah. I had one sister say that she was having a fever. Her name's Anita. We curse that fever and command it to shrivel and die off her body. Loose its hold off of her. I think Sharon was being attacked in her body. We bind that fatigue and that weakness and this assault of the enemy. We say no. In the powerful name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Maria, can you give me a report on your mom?
Well, she's doing a lot better for the glory of God. She just wants to go home. So we're going to pray for her to walk and to go back home. In Jesus' name, amen. Sharon just got out of the room by mistake.
And your sister,
Gidget? My sister's doing better. Thank you, Jesus. A lot better. Glory goes to God. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Father. Sharon,
I'm going to raise your hand if you want to get on the air. I don't know what happened. 713-444, I'm bringing you up. Get ready. God bless. Sharon, you're
yes,
on the air.
You. Thank you, Lord. I can't hear. It's like a static. Let me see what's going on with her. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every listener, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over us and what you have to say to us tonight, for the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. There could be a sister named Janet on here. I'm not sure she made it in here. We'd like for her to voice some prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'd just like to know if you are there and y'all hear me. Okay, go ahead. Speak
Sharon,
out,
God bless you. You're on the air. Could you hear us? God bless you.
Yes, Connie from Houston is here.
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we welcome them. We welcome them. Welcome them in. Welcome them in. Lord, bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in, and we cover them under the blood of the Lamb. We cover them under your blood. Thank you, Father God. Bring them in. Bring in the sick, Lord. Bring in those that are oppressed and they have spirits that are after them, Lord. Bring in those that are in a dry place financially, Father God. We are going to break the power of these demons of lack in the powerful name of Jesus, because when you took that cross, Lord, and you went to Calvary, that crown of thorns represented poverty. And when it was slammed on your head, you broke the curse of poverty and lack. And we pray over the finances, Lord, because people need you. We've been dry, Father. We've been parched. There's been a desert place that the saints have been going through, Father. We need the water and the holy waters, the living waters, to come up out of our bellies and to flood the thirsty land that we find ourselves in, Lord. We don't have to beg you for anything, Father God. You own it all. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. But, Lord, I'm tired of the oppression. I'm tired of the oppressors, the enemies, those who say they're of God and they're not of God. They're of the synagogue of Satan. Those that say Jesus in Jesus' name, and Jesus, but they're religious. They're pharmaceutical. They turn and they tear us, Lord. They curse us. We reverse all those curses. In the powerful name of Jesus, even on Facebook where we are, Lord, we're wide open on Facebook. Anybody can come on our page and we just friend them left and right. We don't know who they are, but you do, God. And we ask for the Holy Ghost scouts of God, the ministering angels of God, to protect us every time we go online. Because it's horrible, deceptive things going on online, Father, in the name of Jesus. And they're fake and they're phony, Lord. And they're out to destroy. They're Satanists. They're undercover, Lord. They're angels of light. And, Father God, they're not welcome in this place where we're at. They're not welcome in this room. They can't hear what we're saying. They can't see what we're doing. We are ministering within the Holy of Holies, within the veil of the Holy of Holies. You split that open when your son died on Calvary, Lord, and you called his blood that was rushed out of his body holy. And we have to be holy as you are holy. So we come before you this night, Father, all of us here together. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us and wash us clean in the blood of your precious Son. And Lord, everything that we've come up against in our past that we have sinned and we've not known we sin, it's been hidden, it's been undetected. Let the Holy Spirit reach into our lives, into our minds, and show us where we might have sinned and open the door to these demonic spirits where they can attach themselves to our physical bodies, our minds, our children, in the powerful name of Jesus. Because, Lord, I don't see the Lamb's blood on the doorpost of the people of God's house, because the infirmities are coming after your people. They're coming after our children. And we have to have the blood. We apply the blood. We're going to strengthen ourselves tonight. We're going to be purged tonight. We're going to repent, and we're going to get back to where that blood of the Lamb is upon our doorposts, and the angel of death, the angel of infirmity, pestilence, all crosses over, like in the Word, like the Word says, Lord. So bring our thoughts into the captivity of the obedience of Christ tonight. Lord, bring our minds into the obedience of Christ. We pray, Father. We thank you. We prophesy health. We prophesy life. We prophesy longevity. And, Father God, every single person that is being attacked in their physical bodies, Lord, you are the God that heals them. You went about healing all those oppressors of the devil, and we have authority over the devil. So he breaks off oppression, all oppression off of them. In the name of no, there won't be any remnant of any sickness or illness. I have a sister that's going to get tested in the morning. She's supposed to have a procedure done. No, it's going to be cleared. The valves are going to be cleared. There's not going to be a procedure done. I'm tired of people getting their bodies cut on, Father, and doctors saying this and doctors saying that, and we're believing the doctors instead of the great physician. We need to believe the great physician. We need to believe you, Jesus. You are the great physician, and you've given us everything that we need to get healing from you, Father, your power, your miracle working power, your new organs that you have in heaven to give us. Everything that we need is in you and you alone. So we will trust in you. Some trust in horses, some in chariots, but we will trust in the Lord our God. And everybody said amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just lift up our voices. We praise your holy name. We exalt you, Lord. You're King of Kings and Lord. Be the King of Kings in America. Be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in Congress, Lord. Move in, Father. You show me your angelic hosts that are ready to do warfare and not battle with devils, but conquer them. And press them down and keep them under our feet. We're conquerors. We're the ones victorious, Lord. We praise you, and we want to reach that status of victory everywhere we go, Father. We want to see these fruits. We're ready for the Jubilee. We've been hearing the wealth of the wicked has been laid up for the righteous. Well, it's ours, and we take it by force because the enemy owes us seven times all he's stolen, Lord. And we praise you and thank you that's coming into our hands. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't want anybody to be afraid, because God speaks to me through tongues and interpretation. Well, hallelujah. And it's the best gift anyone can have, because it's like the light switch to the Holy Spirit's turned on. It's like when you read the words come at you. You can eat those words. You can feed on those words. And then you're equipped to meet every single need of every person that comes in your path, because God will reveal to you his secrets. He's a revealer of secrets. And we thank you and we praise you, Most High God, for that, that you choose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, Lord. I thank you and I praise that our children are in bondage. Maybe some of them are alcoholics. Maybe some of them are in bondage to drugs or whatever, their sexual bondage, whatever it is, Lord. You can use that child, and you can bring them back, cause them to repent, and make them wise and a king and a high priest of their family, Lord. I know I've seen it. You do it in my life. I was a black sheep. And when you anointed me, they are astonished that her, how would God use her? It's impossible. But God used me. God uses anything he can whose heart is pure and wants to seek him. Don't you want to seek him? Don't you want to seek him now more than ever before and be alive when he returns and see him come and not taste death? Be like Elijah and just go and be with him and see him come in his full power and his anointing. I don't know about y'all, but I want to see that. We have lots of progress and praise reports. Sharon, can you give your praise reports about your husband and what's going on there? If you can hear me, sister. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is she there, Maria?
Sharon, are you there? Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Any kind of connection? Go ahead, Maria. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Sharon, can I bless you? Sharon, could you please come up and do a sharing?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. Okay, I'll give a testimony. Her husband's feet and the neuropathy has lessened. They're not in pain like they were. And his fingernails from the cancer has grown back. They were all black. They're becoming normal again. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And what was terminal, what the doctors pronounced over her husband, we are standing in the gap. It's not. He will have his days lengthened. He will be a testimony, and victory has come to their house. We agree in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, I just thank you right now that that cancer is already cursed to the root. It is good to pray. It's good to have good fellowship. I'm not against that, but more than ever, when you see, when you have faced a problem, you speak to it and command it to leave. This is the way God spoke to the fig tree, Mark 11:23-24, when it written dry. This is the way God said, let there be light. This is the way God spoke to the star. You spirit of cancer, I'm not saying to you. I'm not ready to try to move God's hands. No, we are speaking to you, command you to leave in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
You
are cursed to the Daryl
root will
in
live
the name
and not
of
die.
Life to those bones, life to that body. At the fire of the Holy Spirit, burn everything that's not from God. The blood of Jesus against you. It's number 1, verse 9. When we go to God, the pit to end it with, it will not come back a second time. Who could get
Hallelujah.
You out of the hospital? Nothing but
Hallelujah.
Our Lord Jesus Christ. He could heal your legs, your bones, your liver, your body. Give
yes.
you the mind of Christ. Nobody but
Hallelujah.
Our Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
He's the light. And thank you, Jesus,
Hallelujah.
That the light is shining on us. We are not the light. He's the light. He's the perfect lamb. He's the perfect God, Lord of lords, King of kings. He suffered for you on that cross. He paid
thank
the
you,
price.
Jesus.
You are bought with the price. Don't come to God and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you as a dirty rag. He don't want you as a dirty rag. You're a child of the Most High God. His DNA
oh,
lives
hallelujah.
In you. He lives in you. He said, my people is lack for knowledge
oh,
and
hallelujah.
Wisdom and knowledge. But we're going to pray for all of
oh,
us.
Yes,
he
yes,
said
yes,
in the
yes,
last
yes,
days before Spirit. If your evil people knows how to give good gifts to your children,
yes,
how much
you,
more does your heavenly Father know
Hallelujah.
How to give good gifts to your children? We are all in the boat, and the boat is Jesus. When you're in the boat in Jesus, he protects your family. When you
yes,
surrender to
you,
the
Jesus.
Lord Jesus Christ, it's not what you do, it's your heart that matters. It is your heart
yes,
when your
Jesus.
Heart is with him that everything lines
amen,
up together.
Amen.
This is the day that
amen,
the Lord
amen,
has
amen.
Made.
Thank
you
Lord.
Shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit that he healed. If he did it in the Bible, our God is the same God yesterday and today and forever. Our God do not change. He will do it for you. He's not no respectable of persons. In Jesus' name, be healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Sharon just gave me a text, And she says she don't feel good, that she don't know why she's going through this. She's going through deliverance, mighty deliverance. And, Father God, we lift her up to you, Father God. We know, Father God, that she's gone through so much with her husband and with her own body rejecting certain things, and it's coming out of a diabetic state. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over Sharon, and we thank you for lifting her up and for total miraculous healing. Just let this go off of her as she rests, Father. Let your spirit be upon her. And as she rests her body, Father, wake her up in the morning full of the fire of God and healing. And we thank you and praise your holy name.
Father God, I pray right now, Father God, to touch Sharon, her husband, right now, tonight. Touch in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch in the name of Jesus, Father God. You heal the withered man's hand. It was crooked on the Sabbath day, Father God. And you healed that hand, and they said you healed on the Sabbath. Father God, you healed the crooked place. You make them straight. Father God, you'll make us straight, to make those easy paths for us call upon the name of Jesus. Son of David, have mercy. Well, tonight we are touching that role. Tonight we are delivered. Tonight we are set free. Who's the Son sets free is free indeed.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The God of the breakthrough lives in our families and our children. We are destined
We won
in the name of Jesus. Our God will not fail us, because that's the kind of God we serve. Amen.
Yes,
stay rooted
Jesus.
In the glory of Jesus Christ. Whoever abides in me and I abide in them. Amen.
Yes, thank you.
God bless you.
We have a Connie. Connie's on right now, and she has a problem with arthritis right now. Her name is Connie. Father God, right now, we bind these bones. You know, our bones are thirsty. They either dry up or they're fed, and we need to feed our bones what it needs, not only calcium, but there's a product that I use that feeds my bone, and I can give it to you, Connie. But right now, we're going to come against all arthritic pain in the name of Jesus, Father. It's a spirit that will go from limb to limb and attack and attach. Well, right now, we serve a warrant. We arrest this demon of arthritis. We curse it to the root, and we command it to not only release Connie, but anybody else that's listening to the sound of our voices. We are coming into agreement that it has to loose its hold. This is a very painful thing, and it's almost unbearable, and it can cripple, but we're not letting it cripple. We are defeating it, and we are casting it out right now in the name of Jesus. It will lift off of her supernaturally, Father God. I will give her the name of some supplements she can take to keep it gone, because, Father, when it's bone on bone, it's painful, and that cushion in the bones, you can't go against the law of nature, people. You have to feed your body what it needs. And if you've been feeding your body the wrong things, you need to correct it quickly, because life and death is going to happen according to how you take care of your body. And your body can be restored and quickly healed. Isn't that right, Maria? Maria and I, we practice fasting.
Amen.
And we have learned that the plant-based food and the fruit not only helps us physically, but it helps us spiritually. Spiritually. How else can we speak to these mountains? How else can we reach out to you guys and see miracles? Miracles are happening. They're happening when we pray for others and we stand and we don't give up. We're not giving up. So, Connie, we not only send healing for your arthritis, but we send healing for your spirit man. We ask that your spirit man be full of the fire of God. We ask that nothing interfere with your relationship with the Lord. He's your first love. And that as you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, you come into what he has. You come into completion in Christ Jesus. There's someone special that God has saved for you. And I see this in the Lord. And you're not going to receive it until you come up hither and you get completely sold out. I mean, 100% for Jesus. Use that in your mind and your heart like a flint towards heaven, and you start running that race, and everything you've been asking and trusting God for is coming in your hand, sister. Everything. I invited someone named Leslie. I don't know if she's on here right now. I don't know. I don't hear them. There might be some kind of reception issue going on. If Connie is here, she can speak up. Just talk right now.
Yes, I'm
here. Okay, good, okay. Is there anything else we need to pray while you're here?
I have a niece. My brother's, all his kids are hooked on drugs, and they're just sending my brother crazy. Yeah. And
okay, Father God, thank you, Lord. Keep on, come on, just let it come out. I thank you, Lord. We're going to take over right now. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you, Father. We break the chains off of his family, off her family, her bloodline, her brother, these kids. We break the spirit of a bondage to addiction. We break the power and the curse off of them, every single one of them, the taste will become repulsive to them. The smell will become repulsive. They will literally get sick and repulsed by participating in these activities that Satan has used to deceive them and entrap them in the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for you, but I comfort her brother. I comfort Connie. I send the Holy Ghost power, anointing, and spirit of God, the peace that passes all understanding. She is not going to carry this weight anymore. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light, and you are going to place that on her shoulders. You're going to cover her with that. I just, like we prayed earlier, the sheet of the blood of Jesus, the covering of blood of Jesus is covering Connie. Covering her, giving her peace, giving her a sound mind, giving her comfort, letting her put her head down tonight, knowing that everything's going to be all right. She's not going to suffer fear and terror by day and arrows by night. God, she's a child of the Most High God. We cover her in the blood. We put the full armor. We equip her with the full armor of God. We come against all ungodly people and plants that the enemy has sown in her life. Even words spoken over her, we reverse and curse and send back to the dry desert places and bind them off of her. Lord, she's carrying the weight of her whole bloodline. And Father God, she doesn't think the enemy's in full force against her. She knows the enemy's in full force against her because God's here. And we've asked for you to bring your people in who have had battles that they can't seem to win, who have had struggles. No, not no more. We cover them in the blood of the Lamb. And we set watch over them from God Almighty, Jesus, comfort. Jesus, protect, put your wall of fire around them. And as you protect and preserve and bring them up hither where you are and make them the word, it's going to be everything's going to come up under them. Brother, the kids, all of them are going to come up. They're going to come. They're going to come. Jesus said, bring them in. And he said, like a tribe, we be gathered from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The tribe. We'll be getting, it's not accidental you're here. In the ministry within the Holy of Holies, the veil. We stand behind that. We go into the Holy. We bring you boldly. And we demand that this oppression loose its hold off your mind. Leave you alone. Spirits harassing you in your home, in your house, in the job. Wherever you go, you just feel this weight and heaviness on you. Just take a few deep breaths. And as you do, a few deep breaths, just inhale. Just take a nice deep breath and inhale and let it out slowly. And do that about two or three times. And that monkey and that elephant on your back is going to flee in the powerful name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Oh, yeah. Stretch out your hand towards her, Maria. Oh, hallelujah, God. We stretch out our hands towards her, God. We stretch out our hands for the healing. for the rescue mission, for the deliverance, Father God. We loose unto her these impartation of gifts, the wages of our warfare and the weapons of our warfare are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, Lord. Father God, let her see her brother, Father, on fire for you, rejoicing, bringing reports in over his children. Father God, let the children be just literally just swamped by believers, by the body of Christ, someone who has a evangelist spirit that they can reach them, Father. Send great waves of conviction upon Holy Ghost. Just move in there. Move in there amongst those children. Move in there among her brother. Let there be a change right now in the atmosphere. In Connie's confession, a change. I don't care if she feels these lying symptoms while I'm crying. She's healed. And she's going to confess it every day. No, I don't receive that. I'm healed. I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. No, I don't receive these kids being drug addicts and junkies. No, they're healed by the blood of Jesus. And then, Father, you're going to do it, Lord, because the battle's already won. And he's defeated. We have a defeated foe. We've already won over him. We already have authority over him. And we take it for our sister. We cover her in the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. We cover her wounds, Father. We seal up her open wounds, her heartaches, her disappointments, her past failures with relationships. We break those powers of using men. I don't want to see this. Men who just want to use you. We take authority over that. Send her a godly people, a godly person, Lord, one that's strong, even stronger than her, that would cover her and watch over her and protect her, Lord. She's never had that, and she needs that, Lord. And due season is coming, Lord. What's your brother's first name? What's your brother's first name?
Tony.
Yeah, that's what I said. Tony. Tony, I speak to your spirit man right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to your spirit man in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you feel like your kids have just abandoned you? Well, we all feel that way, but that's not the truth. That is a lie. They don't know they need you, but they need you. And that power of that devil is going to be broken off of them, coming to you for anything they need and confiding in you in the powerful name of Jesus. You don't fret anymore. You don't worry anymore. I speak to your spirit, man. You will bear witness of a change happening in your life, and you will feel a release from them because God's got every one of them in his hands, and he's not going to forsake them. And we thank you, and we pray you're getting their minds off of the problems, off of what they're doing, and back onto Jesus and what he's doing. Because he's the one that's rescuing. He's the Savior of the world. And he said he'd never leave. He's with them. We already have him. We're with the Father. We're praying to the Father in Jesus' name. We are with the Father. We don't need the intercession of our Savior anymore. We know him. We're in. So he's interceding for the lost and the sheep that need to come in. He's there with them. And we thank you. He's there with Tony, Father God. We cover Tony in the blood of the Lamb. Next time we meet, if he wants to come on, he's more than welcome to come on. Anybody that wants to come on. But I'm going to tell you guys, when it shuts off in an hour, it's over. So we just keep going until that. And if you hear silence, then you know the hour's up. You know, God talks about the midnight hour. Maybe that's why this is going on like it is, where it's an hour, and once it shuts off, it shuts off. Because once it shuts off, you're not leaving this place the way you came. You will have a residue of the anointing and the gifts that we've imparted to you. In Jesus' name, we give you all the glory. And we've been fighting in the spirit realm for a while, haven't we, Maria? We've been putting the oil of the Holy Ghost on this broadcast, the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, and whoever will can come, but only those appointed will come. We've already prayed over this. So this is God-ordained moment for you, Connie, and it's not just a little simple amen prayer meeting or teaching. No, it's going to be a powerful thing for you where you're going to go back and not be that victim anymore, but the victor. You're going to go back and become the victor.
Amen.
You're not going to be the victim. And every little negative thought that you had, you're going to call it and front it out right there. I don't receive
Amen.
That thought. I don't receive
Amen.
That report. The report is
Amen.
They're healed, they're delivered. My seed will come, and my seed will rise up and call me blessed. I don't receive it. My brother don't receive it. He doesn't know he doesn't receive it, but by a good night's sleep and a good release and the peace of God flooding his soul because of these prayers, he will know that he's received it.
Amen.
Thank you. They're not going anywhere. Those kids, God didn't fall off his throne because the kids are doing this and the kids. No, he's still there. He's on the throne. He doesn't fall off the throne for anybody. So he's still on the throne. He's still who he says he is. And we are who he says we are. We are his
Amen.
Heirs of salvation. Okay? We
Amen.
Are his kids. We belong to a royal priesthood. We have a royal bloodline in Christ Jesus. That blood needs to flow into our blood, changing our blood, making our blood, purifying our blood, opening up our heart valves, opening up our arteries, making us whole, giving us the proper way to eat, the proper way to take care of our bodies. We have to take care of our bodies so we reap the benefits of the rewards that he has to run our
Amen.
Race. And to be healthy and to be strong and to continue to run our race, fighting the good fight of faith and letting him do battle and warfare for us as we pray. And that's what's happening with you. I literally see it in the spirit realm. I see
yeah.
the flaming swords just going around you. They're working on you right now in your head area, and they're just removing things, negativity. They're reversing curses. They're touching your
Amen.
Brain. They're giving your brain the proper levels of serotonin. I can see it, and I can feel it in dopamine.
Amen.
You'll laugh again. You'll be able to cry again. Cry maybe
Amen.
For the night. You might go home and weep. You might weep for the night, but joy's going to come in the morning. You're going to get empowered. You're going to be stronger than ever, and you're going to have your own blog radio and bring others in to listen to you and your ministry and your testimony. This is not
Amen.
Just about me. It's not about
Amen.
Maria. It's about us being disciples and doing the works that Jesus said we would do and the greater works. And we can't go to the mountain and feed 5,000, okay? We can't go
yeah.
to the waters and say, oh, jump in the waters of you, but we can use our voice from here to across to Australia and we can set the captives free. And it's a greater
yeah.
work. In a way, it's a greater work. We're speaking to someone overseas in lands we've never been to, and they're getting miraculously healed. We don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to go anywhere. The Spirit's eternally young, too. We need to empower ourselves to believe that. Lord, I may be up in age, but your Spirit's eternally young. And I always tell
Amen.
The devil this, hey, you stole all my teenage years. I was a fool back then. I did things I should have never done. All my teenage years were wasted on the enemy and his tricks and his lies and his sorceries. And he owes me 7 times what he took. So you go back to those 10 years that he took, that seven times is 70 years. 70 years plus the years he stole. That's a long life for me to live and proclaim the blessings of God and help God's people and feed the sheep. You know, he said, if you love him, you'll feed the sheep. And that's not grass. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. And we feed you the word of God. We lift you up. We encourage you. We edify you. Not only you, anybody else that's on this line. But you can't go against the laws of nature with your body. You have to try to, if you smoke, stop. And try, if you eat a lot of meat and a lot of crap, a lot of fats and stuff, stop. Just stop. Learn from Daniel and get healthy and get strong. Fast and pray and find your place in God. Amen?
Yeah. Can
Maria,
I have
you
more?
Have.
Amen.
Okay, what are you? Go ahead, testify, Connie.
Okay. I live in Alvin, Texas. I live out in the country. There's maybe 200 acres on one side and cows in the front and cows in the back. And since I moved into this house that I thought was a blessing to me, I had a prophet come, and he was supposed to anoint my house. Instead of him anointing my house, put witchcraft on my house. 3 years, and in 3 years I can't accomplish nothing on my land. And this week, well, last week, I had to go borrow $1,600 to get a survey that I should have got the day that I bought my house. I have 2.5 acres in the whole front yard of my land. The water well septic, I mean the water company in front of my house has a well. And they come out here every day and they mark the land that they're going to take my land away and cut my trees down and take the whole front yard from me.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They're not. Right, Maria? They're not, Maria.
No, they're not.
We agree.
No, they're not.
Alvin is not that far, honey. I could drive out there and pray over your land. Maria could go with me. That's not that far from us. Now, listen. There is no curse to come near your dwelling place. Why? Because we apply the blood of the lamb over the doorpost of your house. We apply the blood of the lamb over your house, and no one is going to threaten to take what God has blessed you with. No, no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in Jesus' name. All this witchcraft and whatever this guy did, whoever he was, it's reversed right now. It's lifted off of that place. The heaviness, the oppression, the weight of poverty is gone. We take it back for your glory. Lord, you need those 2 acres. You need those cows. You need her. You need that property. She needs that property, Lord. That's an ideal place for her to house people who need to go somewhere, who need a place that can help her pay for this, that she could trust that are full of the fire of God. Lord, you're not leaving her alone. You're not abandoning her. You didn't say it would be easy, but you know what? It's going to be easy because we're not allowing no devil in hell to threaten to take anything away from her. She's a child of God, and it stops right here. We send a warning against you. We arrest these spirits. We arrest you, Satan, and we cast you off, and we kick you out of that property in the powerful name of Jesus. Okay, I want you to do this because the Lord told me. You get 4 toothpicks, and you anoint them. You dip them in oil. And you stake your claim. You go to each corner of your property, and you just stick it in the ground. You stake in that property. Yeah, that's what I saw in the name of Jesus. That little act of faith, girl, it's going to move on behalf of you. I'm so glad you called in. Lord, you said to cast his care on you because you cared for her. You said to ask. And for prayer, Father, and she is not here by accident. When I was passing out that number, I was randomly passing it out, and you told me to give it to her, Lord. So this is her appointment time to see the reversal of the enemy stalking her and mocking her and coming against her and trying to keep her in this dry desert place. No more. No more. In the powerful name of Jesus, no more. We're not having it. Ain't that right, Maria?
Lord,
speak to that mountain, Maria.
Let me tell you something. God had a whip, and he went to his church. My house shall be a house of prayer, and y'all turning in the den of. He had a Holy Ghost anger, and he drived out those doves and those seeds that he was selling. So God gave you authority to trample on lions and serpents and snakes, and you have that authority. The devil don't have that authority. He's stuck in the pits of hell. He lost it. But God said he gave you that authority. His word is like a sharp-edged sword. Speak and command those things to be believed. He spoke to the fig tree, spoke to the storm. In Mark 11:23, I stand. Mark 11:23, you spirit that came on that property, you think you're bigger than God. That's not bigger than God. And let me tell you something. You cannot enter in God's authority. That's God's land. The Holy Spirit is there, and God is making it prosper. You have to restore sevenfold that you tried to take from her, and you're gonna restore. door. Take your hands off her home. Take your hands off her property.
Take your hands off her mind, body, soul,
spirit. Send off her, off her family, off her marriage, whatever it is. And send now healing and prosperity right now. We rebuke and bind that person that think that he is God. We come against the blood of Jesus. Whatever we bind on earth is God, and whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven.
We're not going to speak anymore about any kind of curse anybody's put on that land. That land is blessed and cannot be cursed. Connie is blessed and cannot be cursed. Connie is the head and not the tail. And when she gets up and she puts her feet down on that floor, that property is anointed by God. That's what he gave her. And no devil in hell can steal it or rob it from her, Father. And I ask you to send her finances. I ask you to open the windows of heaven and supply every need that she has. And these people that are staking that are trying to steal it for evil purposes, cause them to back off. They even come near her, Father God. You can give them such a warning that only you can give, Father. Even in their bodily, they can't get near her. It's a struggle to even go near that. They're going to leave her alone. They're going to leave her alone because you're going to put your warfare and angels there if they try to come on there and harass and vex her anymore in the powerful name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just bless her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We bless Sharon, too, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Finances need to be released to your children, Lord. We don't know how you're going to do it, but we know you're going to do it. And so we just thank you and praise you, Father. Let opportunities to make money and funds to come in just happen for your people, Lord, and your servants and your handmaidens. We thank you, Father God. We got about, I looked at the time, we got about 15 minutes. Is there anything else, Connie?
No, I'm good for right now. Oh, God,
praise
you don't know how. My brain's been going, but I feel great right now. I feel like I'm floating in heaven.
I think that God wants to give you a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, so just you lift up your hand, one hand or two. Just be still. Be real still right now. Just be real still and wait. Lord, wait. Lord God, right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we loose. We set her free by the blood of Jesus, and we ask for a fresh falling fire from heaven to just flood her soul. No matter what she hears, no matter any threats, she knows you are God that's not forsaken her, and she's your child, and you delight in giving her good gifts, Lord. And this land you've blessed her with is not accidental, Lord. It's not accidental. There's been such a battleground over it, God. Because she's in a safe place and she's where you planted her and she's going to bloom where you planted her, Father. Her animals are blessed, her pantry's filled, her bills are paid, and she's rising up above all the circumstances and situations, Father. Now just fill her up to overflow with fresh fire and fresh anointing and a sweetness and a aroma of the Holy Ghost. Move in that property, move in those houses, move in that room. And where Jesus is, you don't have to worry about anybody coming on that property. Jesus is there, and he's greater than anything that could come against you or that property. No more even saying it, bringing it up. Nobody's stealing anything from you anymore. You're taking back what they're stole in the powerful name of Jesus. And more like that property, you have some good fruit and some good crops, Father. There'd be nothing dead on that property. No animals will die, no curses, no lack, no problems in the roofing or the house. It will be kept up, Father, supernaturally by you, Father. You'll send her helpers. You'll send her destiny helpers. And truly, people of God, anybody that's not of God cannot come near that property in the name of Jesus or to harm her or to deceive her. Even flirtations on Facebook, any men that are trying to get at her, Father God, we break that hold. We break that hold off of her, Father. She's a beautiful woman of God. And she's single, Lord, and they know. And, Father God, we break it off of all of us, Lord. We will not choose a man over you in any way, Lord God. And loneliness will not be her lot in life. She will be everything to her, Father God. In due season, she will reap if she doesn't faint, and her mate's coming in. And it's a mighty man of God. So she's going to wait. She's going to get what you have for her in the powerful name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else on here that needs prayer? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's doing a work in you, Connie.
He does, but there's
oh,
so
hallelujah.
Many people listening. God bless you, Kathy.
There's crying may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And you start putting some worship music on, Connie, some soaking worship music. You can go on YouTube and put soaking scriptural music. And you let that thing play. Even when you take off, let the radio keep it going. In the name
okay.
of it's house cleaning time. It's house cleaning time. You don't need any familiar spirits and divination spirits that were in that property when you got there. They were in there. Now they're gone. You're delivered.
Amen.
That property's delivered. You're free.
Amen.
Keep it free. Keep an open Bible in there. Anoint the front and back door with oil every day if you have to. And just keep the music or God going when you leave the house. You know, you keep it on KSDJ or whatever. Just try to keep it, you know, free in an
yes.
environment where God can come and he's welcome. He's welcome
Amen.
Because his presence is there. Scriptures are going. And you're being
Amen.
Filled up and you've been kept filled up.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're so thankful you came on. We're thankful you
Thank
came in the group that you're part of this. And I know that as you get stronger, you're going to be a greater part of this because I know there's a warfare, there's praying and warfare in your heart, your love for God will come up and you'll be praying. You'll be praying and interceding
Amen.
And ministering, giving the testimony. And we can't
Amen.
Wait. Can't
Amen.
Wait to hear the praise. Like right now, you feel great. Woohoo!
Yes, I do.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We have 10 minutes. Let's just praise him. Oh, hardly. Lord, we just praise you. We just thank you. Just voice your praise to him. Just praise him. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us, Lord. We worship you right now. We bless you. We adore you, Lord. The angels bow before you, and they worship you morning, noon, and night. Lord, we want to enter into that realm of praise, thanksgiving. We thank you for Connie. We thank you for Sharon and all the others. Maria, the steadfastness will be rewarded. Our time here, Father God, we seal these prayers in the blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you that you've given your name to us, Lord, to call upon. We're never alone. You promised us you'll never leave us or forsake you. Lord, we just thank you for who you are and how you have shown yourself to be real to us and come into our life and made us your children, Lord. Father, we adore you. We praise you that Jesus was the one you chose to go to the cross, and he didn't fail you, Lord. He came all the way up there, and he did it for us, Lord, so that we could be with you now. And we just praise you. We just thank you, Lord. We just worship you for the answered prayers, Father. We just thank you, Lord, that Maria's learning how to work this radio, Father God, that you're giving her all she needs to be the host that you created her to be, Lord. We praise you for a timely word in season and out to those that you draw to us, Lord. And we just bless you for Connie to be here, Lord, and be received the ministering that you set her apart, Lord, to receive tonight. And we thank you. If it was just we got on here for our sister, then look at all the anointing and the victories that coming near to her, Lord, and around her and overtaking her blessing. I just say blessings
Amen.
Are overtaking her. A sound mind, God. Not giving her a spirit
Amen.
Of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, Lord. I thank you for getting her equipped and ready, Father. Full armor of God be upon her and her brother Tony, Lord. Bring him in, draw him in, let him confess there's a change in his mind towards his children, even his children, Father God. We thank you for the praise report coming in. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. there anything else you want to say, Carly?
Well, I've been going to
Woo, hallelujah.
Everything. I know God's going to do everything that was attacking me. God is going to just do
restore.
It. Yes, restore.
He's restore. And
yes.
Multiply.
Yeah.
Awesome. That is going to be some kind of sign you're going to see tomorrow. I don't know what it is. It's going to be a red cardinal or a flower shooting up out of the ground. But there's going to be something you're going to see that God has touched and is speaking to you through in the form of nature. So just look for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a kiss from God. He's going to meet. He's going to visit. There's a kiss coming from the Lord. On your forehead, sister. He loves you. You're his daughter. We're his
Amen.
Daughters. He loves us so much. That's why he tries to pull us back with the traps of the world. And we fail. We're sinners saved by grace. Our works are filthy rags. And we failed him. And now we like the ones coming back like David with the sackcloth and fasting and praying. We want to be right with him. We want to get right.
Yeah.
We want to stay right. Because he's the only answer. He's the only way out. He's the only provider. You know, if we don't have our God providing for us, the enemy's going to come with fake provision. And we want God's provision because that will stand. That will be like a rock around us. And no one can come against that rock. Jesus is the rock. Like Peter, I'll build my rock and the gates of hell will not prevail against. You know, so come up hither, step hither, get your praise on and just have that. Say, God, I just want more of you. I just want to wake up tomorrow and trust you no matter what's happened, no matter what I've been through. All that's my learning, my training. I've been in training for you, Lord. I've been gone through the wilderness and the dry place, and now I'm being restored 100% back to you, my Father. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And I just see you're like a lifeline to your brother right now. You're going to be that lifeline. Yes, you're going to, it's not his burden. It's not your burden. You're going to release him and watch God move on behalf of him. And the yoke that's coming on you is easy and the burden is light because it's of the Lord. So you get your mind stayed on him, and then this brother God can cover and bring in and make provision. But you're going to be used to loose him. By your words of encouragement.
Amen.
It's always going to be positive. We'll never let the negative overrule the positive. I don't care how you feel. If you get
Correct.
A little touch of arthritis tomorrow, you say, no, I'm healed. Get off me, devil. And if it keeps persisting, thank you, God, I'm healed. Thank you, God, I'm healed. Thank you, God. Arthur can't stay when you use the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus has authority over Arthur.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to send you a supplement that you can get at Walmart. It's not expensive, and it'll feed those joints and cushion those bones and give you that what you need to be totally free of it. And you have to take them probably the rest of your life because we're getting older, you know, but it's worth it because you're feeding those bones. They won't be bone on bone. It'll have cartilage being rebuilt and restored, and you'll be feeding them so that you won't have that pain. I know. I woke up with knee pain. I couldn't even walk. It was the most terrible pain. And the Lord allowed me to have that so that I could get the natural cure. Get the natural cure. And then when people like you come along, and I had it in my knee, and I attacked, and I knew, well, that pain is unbearable. That's some horrible pain. But what I got, I'll send you the name of the supplement. You can get it at Walmart. It'll take 3 or 4 or 5 days to get it in your system to start working. But you'll remember to take it. Trust me. Because if you don't take it and that symptom comes back, it's because those bones need to be fed. And also electrolytes and water. You guys start drinking lots of water, ladies.
Yeah.
Put lemon in it. No sugars and all that. Just lemon water. Alkalinize your body. In the name of Jesus, lay off of red meat. Don't do as much meat, fish and chicken, and make mostly plant-based diet. And it's so wonderful because I was telling Maria, we got 2 minutes. I don't have time to tell you, but it is wonderful. Thank you, Lord. I'm fixing to be cut off of here.